Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This being winter and all, I've been reading a lot and viewing a lot of great work these past few weeks, novels and biographies and films of extraordinary merit. And I thought it might be nice to list for you in no particular order and tell you a bit about the titles that I think might be of interest to you. At the top of my list these days is a novel by Anthony Doerr, that's D-O-E-R-R. It's called All the Light We Cannot See. It is a novel set in France and Germany during World War II. It is about a blind girl and a young Wehrmacht soldier. It's about love and loyalty and honor and daring. It's about sacrifice. It's about our heightened senses under unbearable circumstances. And it may be the best novel I have ever read. And then you read John Cheever's stories. The man has a way with words that keep you on an edge that no one else does. The settings seem surreal, and yet everything he describes is from your life somehow. Try The Swimmer or Cider House Rules. Every time you find yourself thinking, this doesn't happen in real life, he makes you see how plausible it really is. Just when you think, nah, this can't be, you get it. It can be. And it is. Watch Shawshank Redemption. It's a Stephen King short story turned into a beautiful film. How can prison and brutality and despair be beautiful? How can injustice and cruelty and fractured lives be art? Well, watch Shawshank and then call me in the morning. There is another side to the unbearable. Great souls find it. Great characters in stories tell us how to find it. Andy Dufresne is one of those characters, a hero. Now, if you want to know how to make an incredible film by watching just one film, then get yourself a copy of The Seven Samurai by Akira Kurosawa. Forget the subtitles. It's obvious what's going on in the story. Let the images and sounds wash. You'll never be more immersed in the physical world than you will during Samurai. This is the ultimate primer in how to tell a story visually and orally. Sight and sound. That's what movies are, yeah? Travels in Siberia is a book about Russia. Ian Fraser wrote it because he's obsessed with Russia. Fraser can write about people and travel and places better than anyone else. He's a genius at it. What he wrote here has convinced me never to go to Russia, but he wrote it in such a way that I couldn't put the book down. I found myself drinking tea with mobsters visiting defunct gulag prisons without permission, bribing ticket agents for a flight home, and swapping stories all night long with incredibly generous Muscovites who had not so much to share, but who were more than happy to do so anyway. Fraser let me know that a place in which I would be wholly uncomfortable is full of brave and honorable and loving people haunted by a brutal, awful past. Travels in Siberia is great stuff. I've read two books by Candace Millard. The River of Doubt, that covers Theodore Roosevelt's years after the White House. He organized an expedition to the Amazon and documented meticulously what occurred there. He fell victim to the rainforest's treachery, lost his self-esteem, and very nearly killed himself. This is the story of a supremely confident Yankee male laid low by the jungle wilderness. It's great stuff, and it's true. Her second book is The Destiny of the Republic. It's the story of the assassination of James Garfield, the President of the United States, a man of infinite promise. It recounts an assassin's fall into madness and the failure of contemporary conventional medicine. It was his doctors who killed Garfield. All the while, the country was exploding with new technology, business bravado, and just beginning to notice a bright teacher of the deaf, some guy named Alexander Graham Bell. Who could have saved Garfield? If you like history, told well, read Candace Millard. Well, I have time for one more recommendation. There are so many left to talk about, but I want to leave you with this one. Defending Your Life is a film by Albert Brooks, starring himself and Meryl Streep and a whole bunch of wonderful supporting actors. It's a parable about what happens right after you die. She's a heroine of the highest order, and he is a nebbish. But love conquers all in the end, and I still hug myself smiling when I think of this film. Tell you what, let's make a list together, a mile long, of the stories we think the whole world should hear.